Magic 89.9. A lot of people will know my next guest, Chris Blows, from the EP himself. Pretty shocking story, but also it comes out with a good ending. Chris, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Do you want to just do a recap of everything that's happened to you over the last few years?
Yeah, okay. So on Anzac Day 2015, I was surfing, as most people know, Wright Point at Fisheries Bay. Probably been surfing for about an hour, and I was tapped by a shark. Obviously got stretched up the cliff, and I'd lost my leg at this stage. And yeah, obviously I had lots of CPR. And
at the time, you were given a 3% chance of surviving.
Yeah, something like that. By the time I got to Adelaide, with the amount of blood loss and stuff I had, wasn't looking real good. But I woke up from ice in a juice coma about 10 days later, and I was okay. I mean, I wasn't out of the woods yet, but I still had a lot of recovery from there, as I had the complete renal failure. But yeah, obviously I've come a long way since then, and I'm back surfing and back doing the things I used to do before, so yeah.
Amazing that you're surfing again.
Yeah, no, it's unreal. So that was definitely a big part of my mental recovery, and yeah, stoked that I can still surf.
And another part of your mental recovery has been to recap the events?
Yeah, that's right. So the last 4 years, Michelle, Chris, and myself have been putting together a book about everything that happened that day. The book's about sort of my attack and my survival, obviously. Also about the small coastal town of Port Lincoln pulled together. The little resources they have and how they managed to save my life, and they probably would have never seen anything like that come in before, but yeah, how they pulled together and saved my life, and yeah.
Definitely. And now the book isn't just about your own, what happened that day, basically the shark attack and everything. It's sort of about how it changed and affected all the people involved on the day.
Yeah, that's right. So it's not just about me. It's about all the people that were involved that day and how they're affected and how these, you know, these things have helped them grow and how it's affected them. And I think that anyone that reads the book would be able to take something out of it. Not only for people that have been through trauma or, you know, people that have gone to have similar injuries and stuff like that, they can all pull something from the book, that's for sure.
Do you still go back to Fisheries now?
I do, yeah. I actually love Fisheries Bay. I don't think I'll ever surf there again, but that is definitely one of our favourite beaches on that coast, that's for sure.
Well, that's understandable, I think.
It is.
Hey, tell us about the book launch. What's happening with the launch of the book?
So the launch of the book, we've got first book launches on Saturday the 5th of December in Port Lincoln Beer Garden Brewing.
Awesome.
So that starts at 4, we've got speeches at 5, but if you would like to come to that one, you'd have to RSVP and contact either Chloe or myself on social media so we can get you on the list. So obviously they have COVID restrictions, so you'll have to book that one in. But we also have one in Adelaide on the 10th of December at Plant 4 at Bowden. So if you can't make it then, you can purchase the book online. We'll have something set up on our website, which should be up and running by the time these book launches start.
Awesome. Plant 4 is a bit of my old stomping ground, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hey, no, it should be a good night.
Definitely. It's Facebook, Chris Blows Shark Attack Survivor, and Instagram, Chris.Blows. That's where you'll find information about Chris and especially the book launch of Caught Inside on the 5th of December, 4 p.m, Beer Garden Brewing, or if you're in Adelaide, 6 p.m. start at Plant 4 Bowden.
That's right, yep.
All right, thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Chris.
No problem, thanks a lot.
Magic 89.9.